Could your mother celebrate a victory? Was she happy?
You know, she was happy because we were making a difference. When an individual location would open up, I can't remember any massive celebration. And now that you mention it, you asked me, have I ever seen her really celebrate? And the answer to that question is yes. And that's when President Obama was elected President of the United States. She stood up, straight up, out of that wheelchair. And tears start running from her eyes. Like, I figured that manna could run down from heaven. I never seen her so happy. So, to answer your question, I know it's other times. But that time I remember as long as I live.
Skirvin Hotel protests and sit-ins.
Oh, yes.
In downtown Oklahoma City.
We protested everywhere. Anamont. We've gone to jail from Anamont. We had a squatty in there. That's where that guy put the chimpanzee on me. At Anamont.
You went on and on to all these places. Forum Cafeteria, Split Tea Restaurant in Nichols Hills, Bishop's Restaurant, all these places. Did you kids get tired of it?
Oh, of course. Of course we got tired. But we started seeing something that we'd never seen before. A lot of the signs start coming down, the colored signs and the white signs. We saw the change coming about. We used to say, my feet are tired, but my soul is happy.
That had to make you feel really good inside.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking even into the early 60s, and 64 was the Split Tea Restaurant.
Right.
And all. So it wasn't as if it happened in 58.
Mm-mm.
It was five, six, seven years.
It was a war.
You were continuing a war.
A war against injustice, segregation, and discrimination.
And then by this time, you're getting to be a teenager when you do this. And that's when then you got attention maybe in school. They knew that you were participating, and that's when you got some negatives.
Well, no, they knew I was participating from Jump Street. But as you get older and people get older, by then in Oklahoma City, we did it from the bar couch, taking pictures, everything that we could to keep it going here. The reaction was just different. Some places, they didn't even want us to come in their churches.
Let's talk about the churches. Some supported you, some didn't. White churches? What about
Well, you know, white churches were segregated. The most segregated hour in Oklahoma was the 11 o'clock hour on Sunday morning. You couldn't even go into a white church. If you did, they had a special place, probably in the back, up in the balcony, in the dark.
Where did you go to church?
Fifth Street Baptist Church.
And even some black churches were afraid to support you.
Right.
And why?
Because they were afraid of the threats. We would get letters. We would get phone calls all night. We'd get people throwing stuff at our house.
The KKK made their presence known.
Mm-hmm.
So these white churches, I have numbers here, like 17 of them welcomed them. Two were segregated, one turned away of the 17 that welcomed them. And the whole movement grew to about 150 people.
And more.
Was that from recruiting or people just wanted to come in and join?
Wanted to come in and join.
But it wasn't all just blacks. It was whites, too.
Whites, blacks, Indians.
First of all, they saw it was working, so we want to be part of that.
Right.
Val Jean's?
Val Jean's Restaurant.
Your mother was caught by surprise when it desegregates while she was there with 16 students.
That, right, and we didn't have no money to eat on.
How did you pay for it, then?
We were standing in line demonstrating, and this young white lady, I get middle age, paid for all the kids.
That had to be impressive, because you, as youngsters, could think that all whites were bad. Did you have that feeling?
I didn't personally, because I was not raised that way. I was not allowed to judge you by the coloration of your skin. I didn't have that opportunity.
It goes both ways,
yes,
doesn't it?
We were taught that it's good and bad in both races. You find the good in everybody. And you are not to be judgmental of people. Because even during the midst of the city, my mom would tell us they were trained like this. It's a thing that has gone on through decades and decades, segregation. And it takes time, patience, love, understanding. We have to do what is right to do. The Bible says that we have to love our neighbor as ourselves.